This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces rescued two hostages after storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip and extracting them under fire.
The hostages, aged 60 and 70, were held captive in harsh conditions. They were intentionally held in the middle of a civilian neighborhood, inside a civilian building, to try and prevent us from rescuing them. But we did.
Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. Local officials say at least 67 Palestinians were killed in the operation early Monday, most of them airstrikes. Israel has described Rafah as the last remaining U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas stronghold in the territory. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to put off his election interference trial a week after the High Court took up his ballot eligibility case. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The former president continues arguing he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers have filed an emergency appeal with the High Court, which keeps on hold what would be a landmark criminal trial. A federal appeals panel recently rejected Trump's immunity claims and ruled the trial could proceed. The High Court's decision on what to do and how fast it moves could determine whether Trump stands trial before the November election, in which he's the GOP primary frontrunner. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan's caretaker prime minister on Monday defended the widely criticized delay in announcing the results of last week's parliamentary election. This is VOA News. A new bill allowing authorities to take the property of Russians convicted of deliberately spreading what is deemed as fake news about Russia's armed forces could soon become law, VOA's Anna Rice reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to sign into law a bill that would allow the government to confiscate the property of people whom it convicts of deliberately spreading false news about Russia's military. Russian opposition leader Dmitry Gudkov says the law can be interpreted however the government wants. He says it was passed to make sure people are afraid to rally, afraid to vote for anyone but Putin, or protest Putin's rule. For Katerina Besedina in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.
French government officials accused Russia on Monday of operating a long-running online manipulation campaign against Ukraine's Western backers in the lead-up to the second anniversary of Moscow's military invasion of its neighbor. French foreign ministry officials said Russia has been stepping up efforts to manipulate information and spread deception as its war in Ukraine drags into the third year, targeting Kyiv's allies in the West, including Poland, Germany, and France. Candidates in Indonesia's presidential election have gravitated towards TikTok as they try to reach the country's young voters ahead of Wednesday's polls. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
TikTok has 125 million users in Indonesia and has become the country's second most used source of information on politics after television, according to pollster Indicator Politik Indonesia. But experts say TikTok is also flooded with problematic content that attempts to manipulate young voters. TikTok says on its website its policy is to remove harmful misinformation and work with fact-checkers to flag or debunk it. Political ads and fundraising are banned. Nearly 205 million people are registered to vote as the world's third-largest democracy heads to the polls on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The White House says it's looking forward to hosting the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs again, and it isn't ruling out the idea of having the team's most famous fan, Taylor Swift, tag along this time. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked at Monday's briefing with reporters if the pop star could tag along with the team when it visits to mark its second Super Bowl title in as many seasons. Swift is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. For more news and information, visit our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.